Blog Talk Radio.
Thomas, Visionary for Women, standing in truth and transformation for all, and also the founder of the Mind Body Spirit Cleanse and author of the Mind Body Spirit Cleanse ebook. And again, we're excited about today. We've had some technical difficulties over the last couple of weeks, but we are back on the air. So we are thrilled. Committed woman of God, we are back on the air, girl. How you doing?
I am doing well. How are you this morning? Hope all that's on the call this week also.
Yes, yes, we are looking forward to today. For just FYI, a little bit of information for those who are listening for the very first time, please go to mindbodyspiritcleanse.com and pick up a copy of the handbook, as a lot of our discussions are consistent with the information and the questions that you should be answering in the handbook. Sometimes we have women who call, and men who call in, and they are sitting on the periphery of this conversation and not really sure where they are. But inside of the handbook, you will be led appropriately and will be able to catch up. So we are talking about believing in yourself and trusting who you are this morning, which I think is a very befitting topic. As we, Committed Woman of God and I, were talking a few weeks ago and throughout the weeks regarding some of the challenges we were having, we certainly did not question whether or not we were going to continue, or there, you know, if this was going to be something that we would finish as well as continue in the new year. We were very certain about that. So we had belief that this is exactly where we're supposed to be, doing exactly what we're supposed to do in the face of any obstacle and challenge. So I think this is a befitting conversation, believing in yourself this morning. With that said, I'm not going to hold us up regarding our prayer requests. I certainly want us to continue in that vein, and then we can delve into this juicy dialogue. So let us begin with our prayer request this morning. Oh, and Concerned Woman, I think we want you to lead us in prayer this morning if you are willing to
do
that for us.
Yes, we'd like to do that. Yes.
Amen. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. So let us start with our prayer request, and then we can, after we've given God his time and reverence, we will continue in our dialogue. What are we asking God for this morning, ladies? What are we asking God for? While everyone is thinking of that, I don't know if you are on the call, all of you were on the call or on our show. 2 weeks ago, we had a gentleman, we actually thought it was a woman, but it was a gentleman pastor from Kenya that called in and was so excited to be a part of our ministry, as he labeled it, and was giving us honor and praise for doing what we're doing and letting us know that our voices are spreading across the country.
Mm,
he sent in an yes. So we were ecstatic about that. As we were having some difficulties that morning, we were able to get the show started while we were just a little bit late. We were going through a prayer request, and we were talking about how we were being tenacious, and then all of a sudden, there he was on the line, and we recognized that he had a foreign accent, and we were just taken aback by who he was and the words that he showered over us that day, with how much of a difference this has made in his ministry, as well as his congregation. So he has sent in a prayer request this morning saying, number one, he needs a motorbike. He walks by foot as long as more than 35 kilometers to reach the unreached, to preach to Muslims and Hindus. And when he gets back, he's tired and fatigued and has headaches, and he is asking God to provide that for him. Said he's married with one wife and has three kids of his own. And the Lord had a burden on him to adopt, had really laid on his heart to adopt 17 orphans. I think he talked about that when he was on the call with us before. And so he's asking God to continue to support him, putting his path some sponsors who would be able to aid in getting the basic needs like food, clothing, medication, toiletries, things like that, reading materials for these orphans. And then he's also praying for the 250 local pastors and local church workers who works under his spiritual leadership. And they are working diligently to build a Bible Institute. So he is asking God for big things. We want to include that in our prayer request this morning. That is from Pastor Wycliffe. Pastor Wycliffe, I think is his name. Let me see that. What else are we asking God for this morning?
Well, this is concerned woman of God, and I'm asking God for favor.
Yes.
With everyone that I meet.
Favor. Asking God for favor. Asking God for favor. Awesome. We have a new caller who just sent in a text. She's asking God for sustained guidance and continued obedience. Sustained guidance and continued obedience. Okay. And we have concerned woman asking for favor. Yes. Well, what else are we asking God for this morning? What else? What else are we asking God for?
Okay, committed woman of God is asking God for a flow in her finances.
Yes.
Last time I did, and it seems like things are just flowing in that area. I'm asking God for guidance and instructions on the matter that I have in front of me, and I am still asking for increase in promotion.
Increase and promotion. Okay. Flowing. Some flow. Some good, natural, easy flow in finances. Guidance and instruction. Yes, yes, yes. I think we all would love a little bit of that. A lot of that, actually. Guidance and instruction. Increase and promotion. Amen. Good stuff.
I take a little bit of that obedience. I take obedience, too.
I'll take a little bit of obedience.
Whatever he instructs me and whatever he guides me into, I need to be obedient to it.
Yeah, we'll take some of that, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Take a little bit of obedience in there. And then add some favor. Concerned woman has asked. We'll take some of that, too. Take some of that. Amen. Amen. We'll take some of that. Who else and what else do we have? Do we have godly example this morning?
Godly example is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I am asking God for the deliverance from the spirit of procrastination.
Okay. Yeah.
And just healing in the bodies of my family.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take a little bit of that obedience also.
Oh, yeah, take a little obedience. Okay. Yeah.
I think we all want a little bit of that.
Let me get a lot of that. Can I have a lot of that? Yes, let me have some of that. Amen. So we have deliverance from the spirit of procrastination, she says. Healing in the bodies of the family. And he's going to take some obedience as well. And maybe increased productivity. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how about that? If we increase our productivity, we probably would not procrastinate, right?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Awesome. Awesome, awesome. How befitting is the conversation this morning, believing in yourself? We'll get to that shortly. How befitting is that conversation? Amen. Very good. And then do we have a woman who has discovered who she is? Do we have her on the line with us this morning?
Yes. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This week I'm asking for healing from hurt. I need God to continue to open doors that no man can close and continue to make ways out of no ways for me.
Mm-hmm.
I need some instruction and direction, and I need him to continue to lift up my sons and keep them in the faith. And I need Focus. That's it. And discipline.
Focus and discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Focus and discipline. Focus and discipline. Healing from hurt. You want to open him to open doors that no man can close. Make ways out of no way. Instruction and direction. And to lift up your son, keep him in faith, and then focus and discipline.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Amen. We're going to thank you, ladies, for those prayer requests. Is there anyone else that I missed? Anyone else that I have missed? We are going to pray for Confident Woman that she has what she needs to move forward in all of her endeavors, that God shows her favor, and that she is obedient to what he is calling her towards. So we want favor over her life and to have her obedient as to what God is calling her towards. He is calling her forth. We pray that she will follow his direction and guide it. I am, yes, so we want to include a confident woman in our prayers this morning and every morning as we continue. I am asking God for deliberate intention on my part. Focus, deliberate, intentional focus. Focus in a way that he has me produce extraordinary, unexpected results that are in alignment with his will. Unexpected results that are deliberate, intentional focus that I produce unexpected, extraordinary results that are in alignment with his will. And then discernment. And I will take some favor along with concerned woman. I will take some favor. With that said, let us go to God in prayer. Concerned woman, if you would, please.
Yes. Okay, let us look to the Lord in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, first and foremost, we come to thee this morning, Father, to tell you thank you, Lord. Thank you for doing it again. Thank you for allowing us to come together on this prayer line and on this experience called mind, body, and spirit. Experience, oh God. We thank you, God, that, oh Father God, that we're still together on one accord, looking to you who is the author and finisher of our faith. God, Lord, we thank you for being an almighty God on today, oh God. We first and foremost thank you for being the divine creator, oh God, the one that's able to save and heal and deliver, oh God. For we thank you for being a gracious God to us, O Lord. We thank you for being a merciful God, O God. We thank you this morning for being a long-suffering God. We thank you, God, Lord, that you're full of compassion, O God, which faileth not. And for that, we want to tell you thank you. Thank you, O God, for each and every person that's on this line today. We thank you, God, for you hear and you answer prayer, O God. You heard all of the prayer requests, O God. Lord, for even the pastor Wycliffe, O God. Lord, you know his heart on today. God, you know what he stands in need of, O God. So we pray, God, blessings might be upon him. We pray, O God, that the anointing will fall fresh upon him. God, that you'll open many doors for him. God, that you will provide all of his needs, O God. We thank you, O God, for even the motorbike, O God, that you're going to provide for him. For we call on those things which be not as though they were. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we are so grateful to you today because, oh God, your hands are not too short, oh God, because they're able to reach to the ends of the earth. And for that, we want to tell you thank you. We pray, oh God, Lord, for him. We pray, oh God, for each and every woman that's on this line, those that are listening in, oh God, those that have not expressed their prayer requests. But, oh God, Lord, we thank you for those that have said what their desires are, what they need for you to do in their lives, in their family lives, oh God. Father, some of us need instructions from you. God, some of us need guidance from you, O God. Some of us need continued obedience unto thee, O God. Father, some of us need, oh God, a flow of finances, oh God. Father, instructions and increase and promotion, oh God. God, even deliverance today, oh God, from procrastination in the name of Jesus. God, some said they need healing for their family members, oh God. Lord, even their sons, their daughters. Oh God, perhaps it's their spouses, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, you're able to do it, Lord. You're able to open doors, oh God. You're able to instruct, oh God. You're able to heal today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you're able to pour out unexpected things, oh God, results, oh God, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we will go higher in you, God, because you are our rock today, God, you are our fortress today, God, you are our deliverer, oh God, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, and we decree and declare, God, that you are sovereign, oh God, you can, oh Father God, do all things but fail, and so we come today, oh God, our hearts are filled with gratitude, oh God. Our hearts are filled with praise unto you, oh God. Father, in Jesus' name, because we know that thou art our helper, oh God. You're able to help us to walk right, God. Help us to talk right, God. Help us to do what's right, oh God. Help us not to fall into sin and degradation, oh God. But God, that you can keep us, oh God. Keep us from falling, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, because you'll never fail us, oh God. You will never leave us, oh Lord. We can depend on you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, so we bless your name this morning, God, because you'll never desert us. You never forsake us, God, for you promise to, oh God, provide for us, help us, help us to persevere in our trials, in our struggles, oh God, in our temptations, God. Lord, whatever the temptation is, God, you can help us, oh God, with a strong, oh God, anointing, oh God, to do what's right in your sight, God. Lord God, help us not to be shaken in our mind, trouble in our spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But oh God, that we can cast our cares upon you, because we know that you care for us. Oh God, help us, oh God, to walk right on this week. Help us, oh God, to be stronger in you, oh God, on this week. Help us, oh God, to realize that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to your purpose. Oh God, help us to be better, oh God. Help us not to be bitter, oh God. Help us to show love where, oh God, love is needed. Help us, oh God, to have the joy of the Lord on our lives and in our lives. Oh God, because the joy of the Lord is our strength on today. God, oh God, give us that peace that surpasses all understanding, that'll keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Oh God, on our jobs, or whatever it is that we have to do, wherever we go, those that we meet, oh God, increase is on the way. Oh God, help us, oh Father God, to be patient, oh God, kind, oh God, showing and displaying goodness, oh God, that, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, even control. Oh God, we thank you, because we are nothing without you, God. We are nothing but dust and ashes, in the name of Jesus. But through you, we can do all things. Oh God, you are, oh Father God, omnipotent today. You're omniscient today, oh God. You are, oh God, our Jehovah Jireh, the one that provides. You are Jehovah Nisi, hallelujah, the Lord our banner. God, you are Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is our peace. Hallelujah, you're Jehovah Shammah, the one that is prayer. Hallelujah, God, you are Jehovah Rapha, the one that's healing today. Hallelujah. You're Jehovah. God, Tuscanua, in the name of Jesus, the Lord, our righteousness. God, we thank you that we have a righteous standing with thee today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for being the great. great I am. Hallelujah, God, the Elohim, the one that takes nothing and makes something out of it. God, we thank you for it. We bless you, God. We exalt you, oh God, because you're the Lord of lords. And God, you're certainly the King of kings. Now, God, we thank you for hearing prayer, for answering prayer. God, all of the petitions that have gone before you, we bless you, God, and we thank you for it. And we decree and declare that it's already done, and it is so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Amen. Mother.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for a stronger anointing today, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Lord. And it is so.
And it is so.
It is.
Yes, Lord.
And it is so. It is so.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let us take a few minutes in our declaration and collectively declare that it is so. It is so.
It is so.
It is so.
Yes, Lord.
It is. It is so.
Yes, Lord.
It is so. All of my prayers have been answered. Yes, it is so.
Kande Babasa. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh, glory to God. Thank you. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for promotion. Thank you. Thank you for deliverance, God. Thank you for healing. Yes, God. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. Even now, somebody's being healed. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, thank you, sir.
God, thank you.
Oh, God, thank you, sir. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, God, thank you. Yes, God, favor. Yes, God, favor. Hallelujah, thank you, sir.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh,
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord, we bow before you, God. Omnipotent God, yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord, you promised never to leave us, Lord. Oh, God, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Thank you, God.
Oh, that's God. Thank you, God. We worship you, God. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, sir.
I'm reminded as we're in the spirit of praise, I am reminded that, you know, when we celebrate a child, you know, when they do really good and we celebrate them and we say, good job, and they, you know, and we celebrate them and we rally around them and we serve as cheerleaders for them, their face just lights up.
like a light bulb, and they are thrilled and even elevated even more inside of that celebration of their accomplishment.
Yeah.
I can see God now with a smile on his face as we celebrate him and give him praise and honor.
Amen.
So we certainly want to give him all the glory and all the praise and all the celebration and honor him and acknowledge him in all things, because that makes him happy and thrilled and delighted to do it again and again.
Thank you.
So thank you, Concerned Woman, for that prayer and being in the spirit of praise, being in the spirit of praise and honor. He is delighted this morning.
Yes, he is.
He is delighted. Yes, he is. He is delighted, and yes, it is so, and I would imagine that he is in preparation and getting even more excited to do more and to deliver on the request that we made.
Yes,
so, yes, it is so. 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 And we're gonna venture into our lesson this morning to expand our horizons and expand our capacity to be able to partner with him to fulfill on our request. I know we've talked in a few sessions about God is working in our favor and he is working in partnership with us. So as we pray, I want to remind us that as we pray and we say that it is so, in the event that we do not see the manifestation of our prayers, we know that the only thing that's in the way is us, because he said we can have what we want and what we ask of him. So we want to continue this morning in expanding our capacity and our knowledge and ability to produce in partnership with us in this, with him, in this discussion called Believing in Yourself. I want to reread for some and read for the first time this piece out of My Utmost for His Highest. I believe maybe two cleanses ago we had a dialogue about this, but I thought it'd be fitting again to read it, because I can't think of a better way to open up this dialogue called Believing in Yourself and Trusting Who You Are, because it really hits home in a way that no other passage does, I believe. The title is, By the Grace of God, I Am What I Am. By the grace of God, I am what I am. 1 Corinthians 15:10 says, By the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. Again, the 1 Corinthians says, By the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. And it goes on to read, The way we continually talk about our own inabilities is an insult to our Creator. To complain over our incompetence is to accuse God falsely of having overlooked us. Get into the habit of examining from God's perspective those things that sound so humble to men. You will be amazed at how unbelievably inappropriate and disrespectful they are to him. We say things such as, oh, I shouldn't claim to be sanctified. I'm not a saint. But to say that before God means no, Lord. It is impossible for you to save and sanctify me. There are opportunities I have not had and so many imperfections in my brain and body. No, Lord, it isn't possible. That may sound wonderfully humble to others, but before God, it is an attitude of defiance. Conversely, the things that sound humble before God may sound exactly the opposite to people. To say, thank God, I know that I'm saved and sanctified. It is, in God's eyes, the purest expression of humility. It means you have so completely surrendered yourself to God that you know he is true. Never worry about whether what you say sounds humble before others or not, but always be humble before God and allow him to be your all in all. There's only one relationship that really matters, and that is your personal relationship to your personal Redeemer and Lord. If you maintain that at all costs, letting everything else go, God will fulfill his purpose through your life. One individual life may be of priceless value to God's purposes, and yours may be that life. I go back up to the top because this is where we need to really focus this morning. It says, the way we continually talk about our inabilities is an insult to our Creator. To complain over our incompetence is to accuse God falsely of having overlooked us. Let's talk this morning about believing in yourself. Now, I'm just going to ask a question to open this up. Just in reading that first sentence, what did you hear? What came up for you as I read that statement?
For me, when you read that, it's like, oh, he is talking directly
right.
to me.
Right.
The mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It is to ask for deliverance from the spirit of procrastination he's already done it. And
mm-hmm.
so because he's already done it, to ask again over and over it's like a kid coming to ask you the same question 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, okay, all right, stop asking. I've already told you.
Right.
And so that, I mean, when you read that, it was like, I told you. So,
right.
Yeah, it is, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, it's like, what I'm hearing you say is, to complain over our incompetence or to, in this example you were talking about, to ask him to deliver you from procrastination, one thing that you've asked before, like that's an incompetent part of who you are,
mm-hmm.
would be an insult because I've already said you are enough, you have
mm-hmm.
what you need. You can overcome, you can achieve, you can be all that you need to be. Why focus in on that incompetence?
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the reasons why I kind of shifted it, like increase your productivity.
Right.
Right? Cause, he's not interested in you not being enough. That was a conversation several calls ago that you are enough.
Mm-hmm.
He's not interested in a dialogue. You're not enough. You are. By mere existence, by his mere creation of you, you are enough. Right? So
that's right.
We don't really have to question that. And if we were to go deeper, so if this is indeed true, and I would venture to agree that it is saying that he has overlooked us by complaining about our incompetence. Why are we constantly in a beat myself up, badgering, bullying dialogue with ourselves about ourselves? If he's already said that we're competent, and by virtue of his mere creation, he doesn't create anything imperfect, right?
Right.
He only creates greatness, and he created us. Why then would we be in a dialogue with ourselves, constantly bullying ourselves about our abilities to achieve?
Mm-hmm.
And I ask the question, why? To examine it, to be able to highlight it and bring it to the forefront so that we may make changes upon seeing it. Because the only way to make a change is to be aware of it, right?
That's right.
Yes.
So why, what is it that constantly has us continuously bully ourselves? Yes,
I was sitting here, and what hit me is that we don't fully trust what God has created in us. And that's what our topic is today. And first and foremost, we don't trust that he has already done the work. And a lot of times I know for myself, the reason that I don't is because I have to realize that no matter how I see myself right now in this state, God sees the end results. And we can't trust I can't trust that he has already done the work in me. If I did, I would already be living up to those means. If he has said that he has done it, I would already start walking into that. As the mother said today, speak those things as though they were already.
Yes.
That's how we have to be in our life, as if it is already. And
yes,
for me, I'm saying because I'm not doing that, I'm not trusting that he has already done the work. Because if I did, I would already be walking as if, because I know sometimes I could hear the Spirit says, walk in it. And if he's telling me to walk in it, I've already done it. You got to get your mind, got to get where I'm at. It's already done. Now you walk in it. And see, we haven't fully grasped that it's already done.
Right.
And until we do that, then we'll start walking in what he's actually created us to be, and what he says that we are. And then too, a lot of times, maybe still trying to find out who that persons or person is. You know, we still may be a little wobbly as to, you know, who we really are. So we're not walking fully in it because we're not really sure where we should be walking at.
As
Committed Woman was speaking, what came to me was we were all, like, God conceived us before we were conceived by our parents. And so if we came to this earth already with a purpose, the purpose has been in us since birth, and now we just have to do what we were put here to do. It's like when Jesus was born, he was born for a purpose, and he just had to walk in and fulfill that destiny, so to speak. And the same with us. And I think once we get past our fleshly, or, you know, like if we live, if we exist in the spirit more and get past the earthly, you know, the physicality of a body and the all of the doubts and fears and concerns that come with being human, if we get past that and live in the spirit realm, you know, God's purpose for our existence is already in us, and just do it. Just, you know, uh-huh. Get past all this negativity and beating ourselves up, and you've already said it. We are enough. We've already been uh-huh. equipped. We're, yep. you know, just do it.
Mhm. And we're breaking, you know, we had the dialogue to break through the barriers. So, you know, I think Positive Woman, she was on a call several calls ago, and we were talking about walking by faith. And that's what she was asking God to deliver her from, or deliver her in a way that she would walk by faith. And one of the things that came out of it was all there is to do is walk by faith. One of the reasons mm-hmm. why we don't sometimes is because we want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, faith isn't knowing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you're going to walk by faith, you won't
see.
Right, you're going to walk by faith. You know, those not by sight, not by what you know. You're going to walk by faith, trusting that God is clear about where you're going, and you're trusting him to order your steps. So we want to,
amen.
Yeah, in that vein, we want to, as you mentioned, godly example, is he has already laid the purpose out. It is up to us to walk in it. So even when the mind goes to, I need to know, I'm afraid, I'm not quite sure, is this for me, am I supposed to do it? What there is to do is walk by faith.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's all there is to do, is to walk by faith, trusting that God has already ordained the path. He's already endorsed it, whatever that path is, and he is working in our favor to achieve what there is to achieve. And sometimes our mind may try to predetermine what we're supposed to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to stand in, we want to do your will and stand in the results that are of your will, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to declare and deem that perfect, whatever that is. And as I'm talking about that, I'm reminded when Committed Woman of God has said, you know, we don't want to make a mistake. Well, that's, in our mind, it may be a mistake, but for God, it may be the appropriate thing, result to produce for you or someone else to advance and go to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to make mistakes. The mistakes are designed for learning, so you can elevate to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Often, when we make the mistake, we stop because we made a mistake. No, don't stop because you made the mistake. Learn from the mistake and take another step by faith.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives us an opportunity as we're walking sort of along that path of trusting by faith. We may stumble, we may fall, or at least that's what we think, and it looks a particular way to our mind. It may look like a mistake. It may look like we did something wrong. It may look like, oh, my God, I'm never going to recover, or whatever it may look like in your mind. I'm offering that we begin to take those opportunities as training grounds to elevate us and build our confidence in the belief that we are enough and that we can accomplish what he wants us to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
So as this topic, believing in yourself is one, I think it can be a broad kind of topic. I think it's very narrow in that it simply means walk by faith,
mm-hmm.
and trust, mm-hmm. and trust that whatever you do and whatever result you produce is the result that needed to be produced. Because I also believe, as I mentioned before, that a lot of our reservation in our belief in us is that we will fail or we will make a mistake somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And then that would mean something about whether we are good enough, whether or not we are of value, of worth. We start to make those results mean something about who we are and our value.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So let us continue to, I say, walk by faith.
Mm-hmm.
May I
interject?
Please.
I'm just
yes.
excited about this topic because we have to realize, first and foremost, in order to believe in ourselves, we have to
mm-hmm.
know who we belong to.
Right.
We belong to
right.
our the divine creator, the one that made
mm-hmm.
everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked beyond our faults and saw that we needed help. He saw that we were valuable to the kingdom of God. He
mm-hmm.
saw that each and every one of us have talents. We have abilities. And he's the one that orchestrates our lives.
Mm-hmm.
But, here we go with the but. But Satan comes to steal, kill, and to destroy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what we have to do, and this is what I have done. The Lord had put this on my heart some time ago. And I've made a list of I ams. And I
uh-huh.
entitled it, I Am Somebody. So when I start feeling a little low or feel like, sometimes God put us on a shelf and
uh-huh.
it seems like we can't get a prayer through. It seems
uh-huh.
like nothing is going right. We can decree and declare
uh-huh.
all we want to, but nothing is happening. So I go back, reminding God and putting it out in the atmosphere because the Bible says, put me in remembrance of my word. And so
uh-huh.
I remind God who I am to him.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah,
also when I speak it out into the atmosphere, I'll let the devil know also that God got this. God
yes.
has me being. God has concerned
yes.
woman of God on his mind, on his heart, because I am somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that's right.
I am. So make an I am list of who you are.
Uh-huh.
Believing
yes.
and trusting that God is going to work everything out for you because you're decreeing and you're declaring, and you're decreeing. You're decreeing
yes.
and declaring. And declaring and decreeing that
mm-hmm.
I am. So you know who you are in the Lord. I put this down. This is my list. Just to share with you real quickly. I am anointed. I am blessed. I am created.
Uh-huh.
I am prosperous. I am talented. I am healthy. I am successful. I am wise. I have the favor of God surrounding me. Therefore, people
uh-huh.
like me. I am victorious and not a victim. I am well able to do all things through Christ. I am equipped with the armor of God. I will see my dreams come to pass. And the list
uh-huh.
goes on and on. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I was bought with a price. I am filled with the wisdom and knowledge of God's will. Of the
uh-huh.
wisdom, spiritual understanding. You understand where I'm coming from?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So you
sure.
make it.
Yes.
So you make it. You make it. You make it. Your own.
Yes.
I am.
Yes. Yes.
And once you do this, you'll see how your faith level will increase. All these things we were putting before God on today, unexpected results will happen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah, thank you for that concern, woman. I'm reminded when we spoke about who are you really in several episodes, I guess, or shows ago, we talked about that.
Okay.
Yeah, in making that declaration of who you are. And what I heard slightly different, though, this morning is an affirmation.
Yes.
Of who you are daily. To to have that resonate in the universe, in the atmosphere, so that one, God can hear you say, okay, I heard you. You get it now. You get it, who you are. And also for those who are against you to hear, oh, I can't mess with this woman because she's not playing.
Right? All right.
And for yourself to say, yes, I am, to stand up boldly in the declaration of who you are. So it's three tiers. It's to God, it is to those that are against you, and also to yourself. So the value is threefold in making those affirmations, declaring those affirmations and reciting them on a daily basis.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
It gives you access to a greater part of who you are. So when we ask that question, who are you really? You certainly want to answer it. And then create some affirmations to keep you consistent and in alignment with that which you declared you are.
Amen.
So that will continue to, with that, that will continue to build your confidence in yourself.
Yes,
committed woman of God, you're about to say.
I have to actually be a confirmation to that, because some months ago the Spirit gave me to declare and decree every day into the atmosphere what I wanted or whatever. And I did it for a little while or whatever, and I got right back on the couch. But I thank God for coming back, reiterating it again. So, Mother, I thank you for putting out there. I'm going to get back on my back job and declare and decree, I'll do it sometime and then I won't. But the Spirit has spoke and said, every day, get up and declare and decree, whatever. So I'm sure in my own self. And you know how you might hear something. And then you're kind of like, I'm going to say me, I'm speaking for myself. Kind of like, and this is a part of knowing who you are and trusting and believing that the Spirit of God does deal with me as he does. But a lot of times I may be so thinking, okay, that no, this just might have been, you know, myself. You know what I'm saying? As if I am just that smart to think that, you know, I have all this knowledge that it was just me that said what it said to my mind. And a lot of times I might shrug something off because I know that I also live in this body, in my fleshly self, and that the Spirit of God dwells also in this body, and sometimes, you know, the two kind of, you know. So I'm thinking, because I also live in this body, that I have enough sense to put that thought in my mind. But
Committed woman of God, I'm sorry, I didn't want to cut you off, and unfortunately I do, because our show is going to end shortly. We're running out of time, and I didn't want us to miss the opportunity to, one, say thank you, and two, to say this has been a very juicy conversation, and I think we should continue it possibly next week. But I didn't want the show to end without officially saying that, because we scheduled our show this time for an hour, and it is holding us to that. So I didn't want us to end without appropriately closing. With that said, ladies, have a great, wonderful, extraordinary day, and we will pick this up next week. I apologize for the quick close, but we will be back next week.
Amen.
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 Have a good one. Amen.
God bless.
Love,
God bless.
Have a blessed day. Yeah. Have a blessed day.
Grateful.